from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Daryl Ryder coming up on the show. First time all week. That's later at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it's always game day in Cleveland. Before the season kicks off against Dallas in September, you'll need all the insight all month long from Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin during the podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland. You can subscribe to the podcast now, 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio Premier's Heating and Cooling Solution. Anthony Lima and Jason Lloyd is in on the eve of their big showdown final preseason game in Seattle. It's been a really contentious over the last few weeks. Should Deshaun Watson play? Contentious, I say, with hosts and some fans. Some people just don't care. Some people have gotten to the point, especially with preseason games like we had last week after the dual practice that you had with the Minnesota Vikings, and you're seeing this all around the NFL as teams prioritize those. They deprioritize their actual preseason games.
Right.
Jason, I did say, and I know this isn't necessarily something we're going to be talking about, so we'll get to Stefanski and also some crazy audio about him being on the hot seat, 2-time coach of the year. I can't remember a time where it felt like preseason was this broken as it is right now. Like, so much so that I wonder if they will be fixing it.
Broken across the league?
Yes.
Because there's still teams who play their guys.
I know. Well, it's actually,
I think this is a Cleveland perspective.
Yeah, maybe, because Patrick Mahomes played in two of these games. Yeah. Joe Burrow's played, even coming off his surgery.
Do you think the Bears think preseason is broken? They're getting to see Caleb Williams the whole preseason.
And maybe not the Broncos are loving what they're seeing out of Bo Nix. I just mean in general that, man, the fans just seem like, here. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm in the bubble. Maybe you're absolutely right. People I talked to, like, I was out at the feast. I was finally out and about talking to people, and they did not want to talk about preseason. They weren't even DVRing the games. And I know we air the games here. We want you to listen. And maybe Deshaun Watson plays tomorrow night. Maybe a lot of the first team offense guys play tomorrow night. But just in terms of fan reaction, it seems broken.
Well, because the guys aren't playing. If Deshaun was out there, if Myles Garrett was out there, I don't know if anyone's tuning in to see the left guard, but if the veterans were out there playing, fans would probably be watching the games. And I don't know, I think it's a case-by-case basis in terms of the players and who should play and who shouldn't. But Kevin's philosophy overall very clearly is don't play these guys very much. And I don't know that there's a right or a wrong answer to that philosophy. It's just different. It's a differing view. It doesn't mean Andy Reid's right and Kevin Stefanski's wrong, or Kevin's right and Andy's wrong. It's just the way that they go about building their teams and getting ready for the season. Like Denzel Ward, I don't think should ever play in a preseason game. Ever. Never. There's no reason. Myles Garrett probably should not play in a game. Deshaun Watson, I think, should play in a game given what he's coming off. So that's why I say it's a case-by-case, player-by-player of who should play and who shouldn't. But Kevin's philosophy, he's been here long enough, it's pretty clear he doesn't like playing a lot of guys in the preseason.
And we still don't know specifically. If we get any updates throughout the day, obviously, we'll let you know to get you ready for tomorrow night's game, which you can catch right here on 92.3 The Fan. I thought this was incredible, incredible audio. Kyle Brandt is on the NFL Network. He was on the Bill Simmons pod yesterday with The Ringer. had this to say when talking about the coaches who are on the hot seat. Kevin Stefanski?
This guy has won Coach of the Year twice. Last year, he and Joe Flacco went on this Disney movie run to the playoffs, and it was a really cool story. There is a complete and utter enigma with Kevin Stefanski's quarterback, Deshaun Watson. He has not played a good, solid season in 4 years. His last season that he played was good and healthy was the COVID year, and there was real discussion at the end of last season about the Browns have found something with Flacco. This works. They respond to him. His chemistry with Stefanski is amazing. Flacco is now gone, and it's like, all right, Deshaun Watson, it's 5 years waiting for it. If we talk about the AFC North, Bill, it's like, all right, Lamar's the MVP. We're talking more about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields than Deshaun Watson, and then Burrow is Burrow. So it's like the Browns need to win a playoff game this year. They should. They were in one last year and got killed.
He showed up with a kind of attitude to begin with.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, for why? They spent everything to get him. He's hugely paid. He hasn't accomplished anything since some of these guys were even in the league. And it's like, if they mess up in that division, like you could look at 6-11 really, really fast.
All right, that was from The Ringer. I do not think Kevin Stefanski's on the hot seat at all.
I don't disagree with much of what he said, but how do you correlate that to the coaches getting fired when he just signed an extension?
I think the only thing I can think
of... At no point did he give one reason why Kevin should be fired.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is that if one's got to go, they think it's not going to be the player that signed the 200 and whatever million dollar contract.
Well, I get that, but at the same time, they just doubled down on the coach.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because they, like everyone else, saw what he was able to do with the roster that was shredded with injuries, at least on the offensive side, and they see a coach who's won with a whole lot of different quarterbacks with a whole lot of different skill sets that have a whole lot less talent than Deshaun. So if it doesn't work, is it really Kevin that's the problem?
I think it's very interesting. They overhauled the offense. They got rid of the offensive coordinator. It's not something typically playoff teams do, especially when that offense, while like analytics don't think that offense was anything all that special with Flacco, you did see some of the ceiling elements. You saw big plays. Yeah. You saw big plays that hadn't really been there under Watson, that all of a sudden were there under Flacco. And then at the end of the year, what to me is so intriguing is they said, well, we've got to scrap that offense. We've got to find something that works for this quarterback this year. As far as pressure, like I do find, again, there's, I don't know what it is about Deshaun Watson that, like, when you listen to national guys talk about all these different quarterbacks, obviously Dak Prescott comes, his name is, comes up constantly, right? I hear a lot of chatter about Kirk Cousins over the last few years and whether or not he's a reliable guy. Of course, he ends up getting another contract. Aaron Rodgers, spotlight is going to be on him. Trevor Lawrence, I'm hearing more and more about the pressure going into this year. I don't even hear Deshaun Watson's name brought up for good or for bad. I don't even hear his name brought up. He's like the least talked about quarterback nowadays.
He's been irrelevant for years.
And that is so interesting to me because I don't even hear it as pressure. Is it because he's here for 5 years? It's a guaranteed contract. They're not moving on from him. At least people don't think that the Browns are going to move off of him. Not the same way that Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos moved off of him after that huge swing they took.
Yeah.
I find that very bizarre.
Because he hasn't played. How much has he played the last 3 years? That's why.
12 games.
That's why.
Technically 11.
He's irrelevant nationally, not locally, obviously. Nationally, he's irrelevant.
If Dak Prescott had only played in 12 games and he was the starter going into the season, I mean, it would be one of the biggest. When are the Dallas Cowboys going to get off of Dak Prescott?
Well, it's the Cowboys. Everybody talks about the Cowboys.
All right, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron didn't play last year.
Yeah.
And there is a ton of conversation about Aaron Rodgers and what's happening with the Jets.
And when Deshaun first played for the Browns, I think there was a lot of conversation around him. But that was a while ago. Like, if Aaron Rodgers plays in three games this year and gets hurt and then tries to come back next year at 49, 50, 51, you know, I'm joking, but not really. I don't know if people are going to be talking about him as much, but it's the amount of time that has passed since Deshaun has been relevant. That's why nationally, nobody even notices. Nobody even remembers that he's here, really.
There's so many of these lists that have come out, whether it's the quarterback tiers or whatever, and I'll check on these pods to see if there is reaction. Is there something we can play for Cleveland? Is there something that can start a conversation? And his name just doesn't get brought up. It's crazy that somebody who was as much of a phenom that came into the league, the incredible start to his career, we talk all the time about it, was him and Patrick Mahomes. Like that was the elite level list, you know, a few years ago.
Yep.
And again, just an afterthought every single time.
Well, don't you think, though, it's the third year of him missing a huge chunk or the whole portion of the season, right? It's kind of same old from the people outside of Cleveland going, oh, that guy's not around again. How is he not relevant? They've been totally different reasons. I don't know that anybody wants to bring up the reasons why he missed the first time, but to people that don't pay attention to the Browns every day, I think they just see, yeah, Deshaun missed a ton of time again. Straight year.
I mentioned this when I was in with you before, but had Deshaun gone to New Orleans or Carolina, would Cleveland ever give him another thought? No. Because he hasn't been on the field. He hasn't played. If he's one way or the other, like good or bad,
well,
they
give him one thought in Cleveland, and it'd be, wow, we dodged a bullet there.
Oh, for sure.
Well, also the way
absolutely
the way he's talked about is just a quarterback that's not good. Like we obviously don't think that, or I can't speak for everybody, but I got to think some of the old Deshaun Watson is in there, because if I didn't think that, I would think this whole thing is doomed.
It's in there. The old Deshaun is in there for sure. It's just a matter of, can you get to it 14 times in a 17-game season? I don't know. But it's there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.